The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And how does it feel together?
Wandering Rhythms in Ecuador. Ooh, here we are.
Ecuador.
Coming for the ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Español.
Sí, sí, señora. So here we are in the Guayas province of Ecuador, and specifically the big city of Guayaquil, which is just by the coast. It's Guayaquil. Got a river that runs through it and spills into the sea, into the Pacific Ocean. Guayaquil is the second biggest city in Ecuador. It is home to roughly 2.7 million people, and in the whole metro region, 3.1 million. So just a little bigger than the Vancouver area here. Wow. And I guess you could call it the Vancouver of Ecuador.
The Vancouver of Ecuador.
The coastal
Vancouver of Ecuador.
City, biggest port in Ecuador.
Yeah.
And then Quito, the biggest city in the country, is up in the mountains, in the kind of more mountainous Andes. And that's like the New York of, or the Toronto of Ecuador.
Toronto.
You
yeah,
say.
Toronto.
So yeah, this is the coastal tropical part of the country. And it's also the gateway or the transit to the Galapagos Islands.
Galapagos
you heard
Islands.
Of those?
Yeah, those like mysterious like rock statues.
Dream vacation destination.
It's turtles and wildlife and
magic.
Does it have those? I don't know if I'm not sure.
Is it not? The
maybe
Galapagos?
Thinking maybe. Of like the Easter Island, the one with the big heads.
Oh, maybe I am thinking.
It's,
of the
wait,
Easter
so what's
Island.
On Galapagos? Wait,
Galapagos is where Darwin went and studied animals and kind of developed his theory of evolution.
Oh, right.
I think. That's
Galapagos.
Just it's in the back.
It's still a beautiful island.
It yeah. sure is. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, you're more of like a sandy, just a perfect wildlife refuge.
Like those birds with like the weird looking feet. Like, it was like a very colorful feet.
Let's research
the
that.
The blue-footed boobies.
It could be.
Was it that? I don't know.
I don't know if those are
all
Ecuador,
I knew
though.
Is that like, the birds had like really different contrasting feet to their bodies.
Yeah, wow. I think those are the blue.
It could be.
Movies.
Let's look this up. Let's do some research in the meantime and educate people about the Galapagos. So, well, talk a bit about the artist here that we just heard to start off this hour of Guayaquil music. I don't know. You call somebody from Guayaquil. They are. I don't know. We'll find that up too. The beautiful Guayaquil. Anyhow, we heard La Humilde, who is a band that does like kind of a mix of salsa rhythms and urban stuff. A big mix. Ritmos Tropicales, fusion of tropical rhythms. And on that one, you had vocalist Betoman. So it sounded quite different than some of their more instrumental stuff. It's like very heavy salsa music. The song ¿Quién será ese loco? Which in English is Who Will Be That Crazy? We don't know.
I don't know. Some people.
So La Humilde, right there to start off this music. Ecuadorian special. And we're going to move on next with, where did I put it? Oh, yes. This fella who goes by Fabricante. He's got some very cool, very indigenous looking tattoos all up his arm. It's like Inca, perhaps, style. And his style, he calls it ritual electro music. So it's kind of based on, I think, Andean folk music. And then with electronic flourishes and yeah, just making it accessible for dance floors.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool.
So let's hear
is
it.
Is that a bird too? The one on his album?
Oh yeah, it looks like it. It looks like.
So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's the beak.
Right.
And
totally.
Back to the Galapagos Islands.
They're
the blue-footed boobies.
It
oh, really?
Is right.
Wow.
Right.
The Galapagos
I knew
Islands.
It was those birds.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Just trust
boobies.
Your intuition.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Thank you. Okay, blue-footed boobies. That's just off the coast of Guayaquil here. And, okay, let's check it out. Fabricante with the song Armas de Luz. This came out the first day of summer this year.
Mm.
You're listening to Wandering
Rhythms.
That's right, on CJSF 90.1 FM, 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 FM.
Sus armas son de fuego, nuestras armas son de luz. Ellos solo tienen dinero, nosotros amor. Marchamos con la fuerza del sol, pinchando la burbuja del dictador. El puestito gigante le quedó, de tanto olvido el pueblo se cansó. Somos familia, somos el sudor, somos semilla de revolución. Somos familia, somos el sudor, somos semilla de revolución. Sus armas son de fuego, nuestras armas son de luz. Ellos solo tienen dinero, nosotros amor.
Nunca he escuchado de eso ni he visto. A las 3 de la tarde ya.
Va un bicho sin nombre porque no le han puesto nombre, pero una suela de goma deja una marca en su cuerpo y es sin vida. Baratija, tecnología, simpatía. Va la mujer triste, la más triste de las tristes de su barrio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wandering Rhythms in Guayaquil, Guayas province of Ecuador. We just heard from a power trio called Niños Sorios. Little dinosaur, maybe?
Little dinosaurs?
That's my best translation.
Niño is little boy.
Yeah. Little boy dinosaurs?
Boy dinosaurs.
Niños Sorios? Go with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, baby dinosaurs in English.
Power
trio. And they, yes, called Niños Sorios, the song. Si pides. Ya vendrá. From the album Un Día Como Toro Los Demás.
A day
like all the rest. Maybe?
Maybe.
I'll go with that.
I think so. Demas.
Yeah.
Rest.
There you go. Whew. Nailed it. Okay. So we're learning our Spanish here as we go. And before that, we heard from Lola Boom.
Lola Boom.
Lola Boom, not a trio, a larger group, four-piece. Yeah, four-piece band. Also from... Wait a second. These guys are from Quito.
Quito?
From the other city. Whoops. Thought they were from Guayaquil. Oh, well. They slightly tainted our hour of Guayaquilian music. That's okay. It was nice. From their new album from 2020 called O Clarividencia, we heard a double track, Culpa de Nadie and Antes de Despedirme.
Culpa de Nadie. The Nadi is like nobody.
Yeah, okay.
Culpa, what culpa?
We have such easy access to this technology.
Fault of no one. No one's fault.
Nobody's fault. And then the second song?
And this, prior to wake up. Before saying goodbye.
Oh.
Nobody's fault before saying goodbye. Ooh. Ooh.
Lola Boom.
Lola Boom.
Lola Boom, boom, boom. And before that, we heard Fabricante, who very nicely mixed some Andean-sounding flutes and some kind of bumping, funky disco sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Armas de Luz. And what does that one mean?
Armas de Luz. Isn't luz like light?
Yeah.
Okay, armas with armas.
Doesn't that mean like aroma?
Weapons.
Weapons of light.
Weapons of light. Light weapons.
Light weapons.
Cool.
Weapons of light sounds cooler.
I like weapons of light.
Okay, weapons of light then.
Yeah.
It is by Fabricante. That's the single which came out this summer.
Oh, do they mean like light, like bright light? Or like light as like a feather because it's a bird on the cover? Oh my god, wait.
Hmm.
I was thinking of a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe it's a lightsaber. Ancient weapon of the Andean Incas.
Lightsabers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, so that's what we heard. And next, we're going to go deep down into the old days of cumbia music.
Los Azules
de Guayaquil. And this is, we don't know what year this came out in, but it's a song called Adoné. And I'm just going to guess 1960s. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's good times back then in the cumbia scene of Guayaquil. Let's check it out. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio.
Por mi corre siempre velo, la sangre de mi corazón.